Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
There waits for me a glad tomorrow where gates of pearl swing open wide. And when I pass this veil of sorrow, I'll dwell upon the other side. Someday beyond the reach of mortal ken, someday God only knows just where and when the wheels of mortal life shall all stand still, and I shall go to dark clouds will be rifted and
had a good life here below, and the Lord has blessed me so. Oh, but sometimes I just want to go home. Friends and family I have here, and their love I hold so dear. Oh, but sometimes I just want to go home. That I've never seen. I want to thank Him for all He's been to me. Oh, sometimes I just want to go home. A golden street as clear as a crystal that my feet are longing to walk upon. Oh, sometimes I just want to go home. Home has never looked so good to me. All the tears are gone.
This morning.
Bible speaks of famines and trials in the last day, how they'll sweep through our land. But we have His assurance that through all these trials we'll be led by His mighty hand.
Oh, Now you may be like David of old, and a giant trial you may face. But just when it seems that you're standing alone, you'll find Jesus standing there in your place. With a stone of faith, your giant will fall, and Jesus all the victory will give. So today,
man, how true that is this morning. I'm glad that he has all things under control this morning. I'm glad he's the God on the mountain, in the valley. I'm glad he's a God in the dark and God in the day, in the good times and bad times. And I'm glad that he's got every situation, every circumstance that may arise in our lives. He's got it all under control. And under his authority, under his power, there's nothing that our God cannot do this morning. There's nothing too hard, impossible this morning that God cannot do. He has no boundaries, no limits this morning, and I tell you, we ought to just trust and depend upon him who's able to do all things this morning. John chapter 16 this morning, and begin reading verses number 7. The Bible said, nevertheless, this Jesus talking, said, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. When he has come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, of judgment, of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to the Father, and that you see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, yet cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you all things to come. He shall glorify me, for he will receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, thanking you, God, for the day you've given, the blessings upon our life, for strength and help this morning, God, for the privilege to go to your house this morning, God, the opportunity, Lord, to stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning. And I do pray, God, that you'd open ears and hearts this morning, God, your word might find lodging place, and I may it accomplish where you send it this morning, God. You know everything about our lives, that nothing hid before your eyes this morning, God. And I do pray that you give strength, encouragement, God, and guidance, Lord, unto the hearts and lives of your people this morning, God, wherever they're gathered together. I pray that your Holy Spirit would be in the midst this morning, God. I pray you'd anoint your men as they stand rightly dividing the word of truth this morning, God. And Lord, I pray you'd anoint them afresh this morning, God. Give them power and holy unction, Lord. And Lord, may your word go forth and accomplish this morning, God. May you bring some soul the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God. Restore, Lord, the backslider this morning, God. Throw out the lifeline to that one, Lord, that about to go under this morning, God. Give strength and help. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for everything accomplished this morning. I touch those that are sick this morning. morning, God. And Lord, we pray that how you had passed by their way and encouraged their hearts. For all this we ask in Jesus' name this morning. Amen. And amen this morning. I want to preach out of verse number 8 this morning. The Bible said, when he is come. Dear friend, I want to notice this morning the operation of the Holy Spirit of God this morning. Dear friend, I know this morning that you understand that we believe in a Holy Trinity this morning, a triune Godhead. Dear friend, the God that we serve and worship this morning is comprised of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit this morning. Now, these three are separate, distinctive persons, yet they are individual and harmonious, dear friend, together as one. Dear friend, we serve the one and only true living God this morning. And yet the Bible names all three of them in concert, dear friend, as one. Dear friend, as the architects of creation, the author of salvation, dear friend, the almighty, dear friend, of preservation this morning. How we understand somewhat of the Father, that he's the head of all things. He's the source of life. He's the final authority of all things this morning. Dear friend, we know more about the Son of God because, dear friend, that he came and dwelled, dear friend, among us this morning. He is the Savior of the world. That all things were made by him and for him this morning. Dear friend, that he is God incarnate. Dear friend, made in flesh, manifest among us today. Dear friend, to walk as our example. Dear friend, as you and I this morning. But what is the role of the Holy Spirit of God, the one behind the scene, the one who works in secret to accomplish the will of the Father, the unnamed servant, dear friend, that moves and abides, dear friend, with you and I this morning. Dear friend, the Bible describes him as a fire. Dear friend, that shut up in our bones. I describes him as the wind. Dear friend, that blows up through our being this morning. Dear friend, describes him. Dear friend, this morning, as the comforter. Dear friend, that embraces. Dear friend, and strengthens us this morning. Dear friend, I know we cannot cover everything that the Holy Spirit does this morning. Dear friend, just a basic operation as we look. Dear friend, concerning the sinner, the saint, and the Savior this morning. And verse number 8, the Bible said, when he, thank God, is come. Dear friend, now we know in the times past, dear friend, the Old Testament, the Bible said the Spirit of God ascended and descended, dear friend, upon men as he was needed. Dear friend, but when the day of Pentecost was fully come, dear friend, that he moved in, dear friend, thank God, to stay, to abide, to indwell, dear friend, the hearts and lives of the believer. Dear friend, that's why when we got saved, our body became the temple of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said he will abide with you forever. Dear friend, the Bible said he's we're sealed at the Spirit of God unto the day of redemption. Dear friend, the single greatest evidence, dear friend, that Jesus Christ will return is the fact that the Holy Spirit is in operation in our life. For Jesus said, if I go not away, he will not come. I thank God I know he's here because I feel him in my heart, dear friend, this morning. And because he's here, dear friend, Jesus said, but if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Woo! Thank you, God. Dear friend, I'm glad we got something to look forward to, that blessed hope, dear friend, that we know is just around the bend and just over the horizon. I want you to notice this morning they have three operations of the Holy Spirit of God. First of all, the Bible said he reproves the sinner this morning. And in verses number 8, the Bible said when he has come, dear friend, he will reprove the world of sin and righteousness and of judgment. Man cannot be saved without the operation
operation of the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus said, no man come to the Father but by me, and said, no man can come unto me unless the Father that sent me draw him unto me this morning. Jesus said, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, he said, you are none of mine. And if and it's the Spirit of God that convicts, it's the Spirit of God that compels, that woos the sinner at the crossroads of salvation this morning. And verses number 9, the Bible said he reproves the sinner of the fact of sin. Amen. And if him this morning, verses 9 said, and if and of sin because they believe not on me. And if and it is the Holy Spirit of God, and if him that makes a man aware of his condition in the eyes of God, that there is none righteous, no, not one, and that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if him this morning the Holy Spirit of God opens the eyes of the heart and let men see their condition in the sight of God this morning, not compared to their neighbor, and not compared to somebody halfway across the world. And if him not what's right in their own eyes, and if him but God sees their soul, and if him this morning as black, and if him sees their souls covered in sin, and if him this morning it is the Holy Spirit of God, and if him that makes men aware, that lifts the veil, that takes away the scales from the eyes of the heart, that men might see their condition, and if and it makes men aware of the fact that we're sinners by birth, amen, that we're shaping in iniquity, and then sin we were conceived, and that all were born under the curse, and if and by one man sin entered into the world, death by sin, therefore death has passed upon all men because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that in Adam all die, amen. And if him this morning that by birth, and if him that you and I this morning are born in this world, and if him in need of a Savior, and if him we're born in sin, and if him the Holy Spirit of God makes us aware, and if him that we're sinners by nature, amen, that in me there is no good thing that dwelleth, and if him this morning every evil thought, and if him every hateful imagination, every lust, and if him this morning proceeds and emanates from the heart of man. Amen. Jesus said, where does the adultery and the murder and the hatred come from? And if and it comes, and if and out of a man's heart. And if and this morning the Holy Spirit of God, and if and makes us aware, and if and that we're sinners by choice, and that all of us are sheep that have gone astray, and that there's none that seeketh after. And if and this morning, not that he lists our sins, and if him this morning, not in the life of a sinner, brother, and if and it's sin, a singular, amen, and if him there's only one sin that the Holy Spirit convicts a sinner of, and if and him that's the one sin that condemns a soul to hell, Jesus said in verses 9, and if and of sin, because they believe not on me, amen, and if and what good would it do for the Holy Spirit to convict a sinner of his drunkenness, of his adultery? And if him, that's not what sends a man to hell. And if him this morning the Holy Spirit makes a man aware that he's in danger of hellfire, and if him because he has not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God, and because he has not put his faith in the shed blood of the darling Lamb of God, and if him it's the Holy Spirit of God, and if him that reproves the sinner of the fact of sin, and then in verses 10 it's the Holy Spirit that reproves the sinner of the failure of righteousness. Amen. Jesus said of righteousness, because I go to the Father. Amen. The Bible said, how shall a young man cleanse his hands? And if him that no flesh is justified in his sight, that all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. You cannot save yourself. Amen. And if him this morning you can buy a ticket on the airplane, and if him you may even be able to get on the space shuttle, and if him this morning, but the only way, and if him to get into heaven, and if him is to put your faith, dear friend, in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed at Calvary, the sacrifice for all men. Amen. You cannot be accepted. You cannot draw near. You cannot seek out. You cannot buy. You cannot earn. You cannot beg your way into heaven. Jesus said, it is finished. He didn't say, I'm finished. He said, it's finished. The plan of salvation. Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, who endured the cross, despising the shame, and now is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He is not a way or some way. He is the way to heaven. Dear friend, this morning, and while we were yet sinners, that Christ had died for the ungodly, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Bible said, whosoever believeth not, dear friend, has not life, dear friend, but is condemned already. Amen. The Bible said, he loved us and gave himself for us. Amen. Dear friend, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, dear friend, that whosoever shall, dear friend, thirst, can take of the waters of life freely. Dear friend, it is the Holy Spirit of God, dear friend, that reproves the sinner of the failure of righteousness. You cannot save yourself. You'll never be good enough to be accepted in the sight of heaven. And it's the Holy Spirit of God that'll let you know, brother, there's only one way. Dear friend, and that's through the door. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb of God. This morning, and then verse 11, dear friend, said he reproves the sinner of the fear of judgment. Dear friend, he said of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Dear friend, now whether you like it or not, Jesus said, brother, that you are of your father the devil, and his will you will do. Dear friend, before you got saved, dear friend, you were a slave to the lust of the flesh. You were a servant of the Satan. Dear friend, you were a child of hell. Dear friend, before God redeemed you, before he plucked you out of the miry clay, dear friend, before he brought you up out of the horrible pit, dear friend, this morning, but the devil, the prince of this world, I thank God, has been judged already. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, dear friend, we're saved by grace through faith. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, but before I got saved, dear friend, I was a servant of the devil. Amen. The Bible said that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Dear friend, let me tell you something, brother. Dear friend, it was not the goodness of God that got me down the aisle. Dear friend, it was not, dear friend, the grace of God that got me down the aisle. Dear friend, it was the fact the Holy Spirit of God, dear friend, swung me out over hell and told me when I died I'd slip off into that horrible pit. Dear friend, that prepared for my father the devil this morning. Dear friend, it was the fact I was going to die and go to hell. Dear friend, that convicted me and moved me down the aisle. Dear friend, it was the fear of God. Dear friend, that's where the beginning of wisdom is. Dear friend, that's where knowledge starts. Dear friend, this morning when you get afraid, dear friend, of having to face God, dear friend, without the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friend, it's the Spirit of God that pierces the heart. Dear friend, that causes the knees to buckle. Dear friend, that changes the countenance. That stirs the soul. Dear friend, this morning the Bible said, that my spirit will not always strive with man. Amen. But he does. Dear friend, this time, dear friend, I'll tell you, dear friend, this morning, your heart may get hardened. It may get seared with a hard iron. It may fail, dear friend, because of the fear of things to come. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost of God is still operating in the lives of sinners. Dear friend, to compel them. Dear friend, that they need to get saved. It was was the Holy Spirit of God that introduced me out of the Savior. Amen. And if and I had no access, and if and I had no way of coming to Christ, and if and I had no way of getting to Him until the Holy Spirit of God rewarded Him to me, and if and introduced me out of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the darling Lamb of God, and if and I'm saved today because the Holy Spirit of God had convicted my heart, and if and swung me out over hell and let me know, and if and that I had no hope in this world in myself, amen, and if and the operation of the Holy Spirit of God, and if and we've not got time to go further, and if and I want to say that He reproves the sinner, and if and this morning of the fact of sin, the failure of righteousness, and the fear of judgment to come. Amen. We know this morning, and if and that somewhere down the line, and if and there's a time of judgment, and the Bible said it is appointed and a man wants to die, and after this the judgment. After this the judgment. And if and all men are going to stand one time or another before their Maker, and the Bible said, prepare to meet thy God. And if and may the Holy Spirit of God work in your life this morning and bring you the saving knowledge of Christ. And if and that's our prayer this morning. May the Lord richly bless you this morning. Amen.